KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. This is hard to believe, but it's true. Not too long ago, and when I say not too long ago, I'm saying it from the perspective of someone who remembers some very old thing, like that there used to be a hardware store on Montana Avenue in Santa Monica before someone invented the $80 candle. But really, seen from the perspective of, say, the age of the Earth, not too long ago, on the front page of Variety, they used to list the physical comings and goings of well-known Hollywood figures. I mean, really, there was a box with a column for NY to LA and another for LA to NY. I don't know if they bothered to list any other cities. I mean, there wasn't one for LA to Oklahoma City, I guess, or New York to Eugene, but that wasn't the point anyway. The point was, this was the way most people in the business knew who was in town, and more importantly, the way people in the business let everyone else know that they were available for meetings, which is sort of inconceivable now, really, when it doesn't matter where people are, as long as they've got a BlackBerry or an iPhone. I mean, most of the meetings I have these days are on the phone, and I'll confess to a certain amount of underwear and dirty shirt wearing for a lot of them. I mean, I've participated in conference call meetings in the car, both driving and parked, and even at the dog park. What's that noise? Someone asked on that call the last time I got script notes and tossed the tennis ball with my dog. I'm in editing, I said with a firm tone of voice to head off any follow-up questions like, you're editing 101 Dalmatians? But see, the real trick is to somehow conduct all of your important business while being not just across town or in your pajamas, but out of town entirely, overseas, sitting somewhere distant and glamorous, so that as you sit on a conference call and talk about ways to platform the characters in the B scene, or specify that no actual nudity will be involved in the production, or figure out ways to get the main character to realize the error of his ways, or even just come up with a better poop joke on page 27, you could do it all while sipping a glass of wine, watching those atmospheric trains glide by, and noticing that people in Europe wear weird-looking shoes, as a rule. Yeah, I'm still here, you'll say, when they all suddenly notice that you've been quiet for a while because you had to put the phone on mute as a police car zoomed by, sounding out that familiar French-style klaxon, and you don't think you can convince anyone that you're editing a remake of Rafifi. Now, this is all a way of making a confession. Right now, right this minute, I'm out of town. Have been for a week. But in that week, I've managed to attend 3 meetings in Burbank, and I'm pretty sure no one knew. There's something impossibly freeing about being able to slip in and out of town, but it's also a bit dangerous. I mean, I dread those words, can you just pop in here for a quick meeting tomorrow? When that would mean, quite literally, that I would have to break the sound barrier. I'm sorry I can't tomorrow, I'd say, hoping that someone nearby didn't break into La Vie en Rose all of a sudden. Now, once, when I was in town for once on a conference call, I was also walking the dog. And as the studio executives delivered their notes, my dog delivered something else. So somehow, while juggling the phone, the leash, and the legally required plastic bag, the phone fell out of my hand and into the steaming pile. I stayed on the call. Thank God for Bluetooth, which I'm here to tell you allows you to be almost 12 feet from the actual handset. But the minute the call was done, I tossed the plastic bag and the phone into the garbage and went directly to the Apple store to get a replacement because, you know, I've got to be reachable. And that's it for this week. Next week, a passion project or two. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.